Welcome to the podcast series from TripPure, where we discuss everything related to the future of corporate travel, travel bots, AI, ML, analytics, and more.
Hello, and welcome back to our podcast series. Thanks for all the great feedback that you've been sharing with us. Keep them just coming in. We're loving it. Today, we have Thea, founder and CEO at TripPure. Welcome, Thea. Good to have you back.
Great, Kiran. Great to be on the podcast.
Thea, last time when you were here, we spoke about, is downturn a good time to invest in a corporate travel solution? Today, let's speak on something which is close to heart for CFOs. So the big question is, what are the insights and dashboards that CFOs must have at their fingertips when it comes to corporate travel?
Absolutely, Kiran. Would love to. Any CFO in general would want to have all the numbers in their fingertips and be able to control whatever spend that they're doing in the company, especially when it comes to the number two expense, number two controllable expense in any company, which happens to be business travel. It's all the more important. And add to it in today's scenario with COVID-19, it becomes all the more important. So whether there is a crisis or not, it is very important for a CFO to have complete visibility and control over where the money is getting spent and how it can be optimized and so on. So when it comes to travel, I would cite five key reports or analytics or dashboards that any CFO should be insisting on so that they have full visibility and control over their travel spends. These five are the following. Number one, they should have inward-looking reports. When I say inward-looking, it should be like where the travel budget is getting spent within the company. So he should have a dashboard that shows the CFO how much are they spending month on month, is it trending up or down, and within that money, who is spending it, which department is spending that money, which cost center is spending the money, and by project, which project are we spending most travel budget on. So this is the first thing that any CFO would want to have. Where is my money going as far as my internal department allocations are concerned? Once I have an internal view, the second report that the CFO should have is more of outward looking. Okay, I'm spending so much money on travel. Now, where is the money being spent? So it's more of a spend analytics by service. So they need to know how much am I spending on air versus hotel versus ground transportation versus other expenses, let's say meals and stuff like that. So they get a general idea of where the allocation is and within that allocation, what the trend is over the last several months and quarters. So this is the second thing they need to have clear visibility on. Once they have an idea of these two things, inward and outward looking reports on where the money is getting spent, then they should turn the attention to how to optimize this. Now, this is where the next three reports would be of use. The first set of report, or the third report in our series, is more about how can I optimize within the current spending pattern. This I would divide into two parts. A, I will be looking at avoidable spends. And within this, the most important thing the CFO should be looking at is cancellation report. Because in many organizations, because people are not planning their travel well, they tend to have very high number of cancellations. And if you don't plan it well, then enormous amount of money gets spent on cancellation. So this is money that gets wasted. At least when you travel, you're at least getting something productive out of it. But when you're booking and canceling a ticket and paying some money to the airline or hotel, then that money is just down the drain. So a CFO should insist on this cancellation report to see how much money is being wasted in the company. And B, they should also be looking at how they're doing with respect to deals with airlines and hotels. So this is related to cancellation. Nowadays, all the service providers, whether it's airlines or hotels, they offer very attractive deals to companies, especially larger companies. So when you sign these deals, the organization tends to have benefits like early check-in, free cancellation, free meals, and stuff like that. And the most important one as far as the CFO is concerned is free cancellation. So they should be looking at where we are spending money, the second report that we talked about. And if we are spending enormous amount of money on a particular airline or a particular hotel chain, then he should ask, do we have a deal with this hotel or this airline? And if we have this deal, do we get free cancellation? Have we negotiated a free cancellation? And if we have negotiated a free cancellation, then am I still spending cancellation dollars on these service providers? Because even after a deal, if you are spending cancellation money on these providers, that means the bookings are not managed well. So by doing this level of analysis, by looking at the relevant reports, the CFO will be able to make sure that there are no obvious leakages in their travel spend. And once they have this done, these are the three basic reports that they should be looking at. Now, looking at a more interesting and more in-depth kind of a report, the more important one would be behavior analytics. Because this is something that is not obvious to many organizations and CFOs. What we mean by this is, in corporate travel especially, a lot of money is being overspent or wasted because of bad behavior by employees. This bad behavior could be booking late or selecting a more expensive flight option, even though a cheaper flight is available within, let's say, 15, 20 minutes of the flight that I'm choosing. Or it could be a bad behavior by managers or approvers. They may be sitting on approval, delaying booking, and by delaying booking, the fares may be jumping to a very high amount. So these are all bad behaviors by employees, whether conscious or unconscious, but these are bad behaviors. And as a company, this would lead to a lot of overspend on the travel budget. So this is something every CFO should be really looking deep into, because what we have seen in our experience is behavior alone, once you tweak it with certain, say, policies, can save the company up to 30% on the budget. Let them travel the same number of trips, same number of hotel stays and whatnot. But just by tweaking behavior, a lot of money can be saved. Right? So this is another important report that a CFO should be insisting on. Now, the fifth and I would say the most interesting one in my view is a CFO should ask for an industry specific, that is travel specific, what if analysis. So what this would do for the CFO is for him to be able to see where they are spending money and then try out various scenarios. What if, let's say, people plan their trips 2-3 days in advance, and more in advance than what they are doing today? And what if all the approvals came a few hours before what they're coming today? Or what if all the employees select their most economical option when multiple options are given to them? How would it look like? Or something like, if I had had this kind of a deal with this airline last month, how much would I have saved? How much would I have avoided in terms of cancellation fees? And so on. The list goes on and on, but you get the drift. It's a way for the CFO to see how much they spend in the last several months and then applying certain changes that they would like to impose on the system in terms of policies, in terms of behavior change, in terms of provider deals and so on, and apply these scenarios on the past data. So you get a clear idea of how much savings they have going forward. So before you make a policy decision, you can apply it on your own data to see the validity and effectiveness of your policy, and then you will apply it confidently. So this is the most important one that a CFO should be asking for. So by looking at these five reports, any CFO should be able to get a complete control on their travel budget. So that's what I would recommend, Kiran.
Awesome. Those are really great insights. By the way, I just wanted to make sure that I heard you correctly. Did you say 30% cost savings?
Oh, yes. Yes, we have clear case studies with multiple customers where we have demonstrated it by taking a control group and an experiment group. And we were able to clearly show that they are able to save 30% of their travel budget.
Wow. 30% is huge. If I were the CFO, I wouldn't perhaps look at any other source to drive down costs. But tell me one thing, why don't most of the CFOs have this information at their fingertips? Shouldn't their current partners be providing this information, or maybe the current systems help them out?
Great question. See, most travel providers today, they just give very high level reports. So in the list of reports that I mentioned, the first two reports, any decent system will be able to provide. And the third report of spend optimization, some of them will provide. But the fourth and fifth, behavior analytics and the what if analysis by applying various scenarios, nobody is providing in the market today. And if you're asking, can I do this analysis with my other business systems? Let's say I have a finance system or some other accounting system in place. Can I take the data from a travel provider and do the analysis myself? No, because in order to give you this kind of insight, it requires a lot of travel related data and inputs, and normal business analytics system will not be able to provide. So just to give you an idea, for you to be able to see a what if scenario, if I apply this policy, how much I would have saved in the last quarter. If you want to do that, it's not just a question of crunching the numbers that you have, but you should also have the data of all the flight bookings that were done over the last quarter and how the prices of those flights fluctuated over that period of time, and all the hotel bookings that were done, how the prices fluctuated in that period of time, and so on. So we're talking about something like a big data analytics here, and a normal business system would not have access to this data and would not have the right algorithms to provide this kind of insight either.
Interesting. So the majority of 30% savings is coming from the last two reports on behavior analytics and comprehensive what if analysis.
Yes, absolutely. Those are the most important ones.
Got it. I'm assuming that a system like Tripyor can easily be integrated into the current financial systems that the CFOs are using. This way, you know, CFOs don't need to go to multiple systems and can just have a single point of truth.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Tripyor does a plug and play into any finance system and HR system. So, yes, it will be done very easily.
Wonderful. So, my left brain in me is making me ask this question, so don't mind. Seeing is believing always. And so much more with CFOs. So if the CFOs give you some past data, can you crunch all of it and show them the dashboards plus the potential savings that can happen?
Oh yes, absolutely. So we believe in our product and the kind of analytics that we have, the advanced analytics features that we have, so much that we are challenging any CFO to try it out. Just give your data for the past 6 months, 1 year, 3 months, whatever that you can share with us. Anonymize the data and give it to us. We will run it through our analytics engine and show you how well you're managing your travel program and what all you can do to optimize it. How you could have spent less on your travel over the last several months with your own data. We'll be able to show. So we'll be very happy to show that. And I would encourage and challenge any CFO to take this offer and try it out. There's no commitment and everything to gain in terms of insights.
Love the confidence. Let me tell the audience that In last few minutes, we went totally out of script, but a challenge is always welcome. If I were the CFO, I'd definitely take it, especially now when the pressure on travel is very less and the pressure to save more money is high. Perhaps the best time to try new things.
Yes, Kiran, you said it right. This is the best time.
Thanks, Thea, for all the insights and definitely for the challenge. As always, it was great talking to you.
Thanks a lot, Kiran. It was great to be here.
So, dear listeners, that's a lot to think about. First, check if your dashboards are giving all the insights and more that Thea was talking about. And next, don't forget to take the challenge. Until next time, stay home, stay safe.
This podcast is brought to you by Tripure, a leader in AI and ML-based corporate travel solutions, specially designed for business travelers, CFOs, HR teams, and travel admins. Check us out at www.tripure.com and don't forget to subscribe to our social channels.